The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Can I just give you a very, very simple thought today? So this week, all the diocesan priests have been on retreat with the bishop at Christ the King, so there's not a great amount of time to prepare a homily. But reading yesterday's gospel, something struck me right from the start, our Lord's first words. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him." What does that mean? Every single time we ever think of our Lord, every time we say his name in prayer, that his name is on our lips or in our hearts, every movement towards a deeper conversion where we realize I need to change my life in order to follow our Lord more closely, every desire for prayer, every visit to the Blessed Sacrament, every time we pick up the rosary to meditate upon our Lord's life, every single moment is a gift from the Father where he's reaching down into our lives to draw us to his Son. If we only realize how much the Father loves us and how present he is to each one of us, we could never come to our Lord Jesus Christ except by the Father drawing us. And at what moment in our Lord's life does he say these words? He could have said them at any time. What is the context of today's gospel? It is in the midst of the discourse on the bread of life, when our Lord reveals the mystery of the Eucharist. How do we know if we are listening to the Father and learning from him? Because he leads us to our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. And the more we respond to the Father, the more the Eucharist becomes the center of our lives. Because Jesus becomes more and more the center of our lives. And little by little we come to the point, and sometimes it just happens gradually, we don't even realize it. We come to the point where our entire lives revolve around the Eucharist. Where we begin to plan our days based upon when we can get to daily Mass. Where we realize, gosh, I'm not going to be able, I normally go to the 8 o'clock, I can't make it then tomorrow. Maybe I can get to the 6:30. Or St. Joe's has a 9 o'clock. Or the cathedral's at 12:15. Gosh, if nothing else, I can go in the evening at SI at 5:30. Because the Father is drawing us. And then we get to the point where people go really crazy and they start to plan their vacations based upon when they can get to Mass. And sometimes they stop going to certain locations because they couldn't get to daily Mass if they went there. There's a group of gentlemen. They're now in their 50s, all four guys. And they've been making these motorcycle trips for like 25 years. And a few years ago, they invited me, and I was not able to go. I've never actually driven a motorcycle, though the thought is exciting. So these guys make these trips every year, and all sorts of people they hear about it and they want to join them. Do you know what their prerequisite is? They have to stop for daily mass. And so sometimes they're driving along and they could get another 200 miles, but a place has an evening mass, so they must stop. But then it's going to be too dark by the time mass is done to get all that much further. And that's just the way it goes. So they drive hundreds, thousands of miles each summer, and they always stop based upon where they can receive Holy Communion. Just want to close with a little quote that I came upon recently by St. Faustina. She said, "Each morning, I prepare myself for the whole day's struggle by receiving Holy Communion. Holy Communion assures me that I will win the victory, and so it is. The bread of the strong gives me all the strength I need to carry on my mission and the courage to do whatever the Lord asks of me."